Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Steve.
And you're listening to Rose Plate Special, the most dramatic sorriest, mogliest, scarlet letteriest recap podcast of The Bachelor ever.
Ever. That was a good one. I like the scarlet letter, because I what is she going to say? Like, sex haveriest?
Well, she did say, I feel like I have a red A on my chest. I mean, she provided the Hawthorne or Easy A, depending on her point of reference. I feel like she really liked English class, so I'm going to say Hawthorne.
Okay. You're more generous than me. I was going to go Easy A. Not that there's a bad answer there. It's a fine
movie. I love Easy A. I mean, that is such a good movie. If you don't like that movie, I don't know what your deal is.
I mean, so, given my knowledge of your age and interests and just general Samminess, I knew that you loved that movie. So,
yeah, it's really good. And also, it's got like Stanley Tucci in his Stanley Tucciest. Like, it's just, yeah, it's
good.
If I recapped that movie, I would definitely use Stanley Tucciest at the beginning.
It is peak Tucci, let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, we were just talking before we started recording about how we just keep waiting for the exciting part to happen, and the exciting part never comes.
No. The exciting part was the time we spent together all along. It's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the podcast.
Along the way, hating this show.
Yeah, I know. Sammy and Steve united in their hatred. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, really, how many episodes are we on now? I don't even know. Last time I checked, I think we were like close to 140 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So just saying, that's a lot of hatred.
It's a lot of hatred.
It's like Monsters, Inc. That's what fuels us. But also laughter, see? And it's more powerful. Mm-hmm. So when we can, it's the same, it's exactly the same lore. Anyway, so they open this episode, they're in Thailand, and they're like, we have to play music that makes you feel like we're in Thailand. And I was like, okay. And I mean, I already knew that Ariel was going to be the one going.
Yeah.
Right. I mean we all knew that. So there was like a lot of buildup. Yeah.
This whole episode is, I mean, there is one curveball here, I feel like, but
that I didn't know Katie was Canadian.
Everything is going according to plan.
I had no idea that Katie was Canadian until she said the word sorry a million times. No. And then I was like, oh my God.
That's the second biggest curveball that we're thrown in this episode.
I was shocked. I was like, because I know she moved, but I didn't remember that she was like, I mean, she has to be Canadian, right? There's no place in America where you say sorry like that. if you did, it would be
Upper Peninsula, maybe.
Maybe, but I don't even think there. So, like, we're living in the places where you would talk like that if you talked like that, and we don't talk like that. Anyway, no, I love Katie. So Ariel, I always go back and forth because I feel like they do and then I get confused. But anyway, she said Zach makes her feel good, and I just wrote, that'll change. And Katie in the beginning says she feels amazing. And I still don't know how to spell her name. Like, I spell it differently every line. I think it's K-A-I-T-Y.
Yeah, I think it's K-A-I. Yep.
K-A-I-T-Y. Yeah. I just feel like I should know by now.
Just like with Ariel, whose name I always put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, is it Ariel? I thought it was Ariel. See, that's what I'm saying.
Ariel. Okay. Ariel. I have no idea. I feel like every time she says it, I hear it differently. So maybe she just kind of changes it up. I'm not sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just not emotionally invested enough. But I do think she's cool. And I think she's too cool for Zach. And I'm really glad that
this is perfect and great job by the producers on this episode. I mean, again, terrible season, but they're doing what they can. Yeah, so obviously
it's the worst.
Zach boldly proclaims, like, we're not going to be doing any sex, and this is me telling you all this. Like, don't tell the producers that. The moment you tell the producers you will not be boning any women during fantasy suites, they are going to do everything within their power to make sure the sexy time happens. And smart move number one by the producers. Who gets voted like most seductive
or most likely to like break Zach. I think it's got to be Ariel, whatever her name is. And they have her go first. So he's about ready to explode. Yeah. Like they have insane physical chemistry. He can't handle it. He cannot handle it.
And then
oh my gosh. They're just like in like a Thai market, like trying to eat like sea slugs or something. He's just like,
and they're like feeding each other stuff. Mm. I'm really glad that I'm going to say one nice thing about Zach. So get ready, Zach. This is the one nice thing I'll say. I like that he's adventurous when it comes to food, except he hates like maple syrup for some reason. but I really like that he's adventurous when it comes to food, and that he like, cause I was waiting for them to be like, yuck. But to the Bachelor's credit, like for the last couple years, since I feel like it's been pointed out more on like social media that, hey, that's a bad thing to do. I have noticed a focus from the producers on if we do gross food, it's going to be like objectively gross, like not tied to a culture. And if someone eats something that's outside of like food that's familiar to them, like they've been receiving it well. Like I'm also thinking about that scene with Riley and oh my God, I'm forgetting her name and now I feel bad. I'm talking about when they were in Paradise.
Oh yeah. They this is a common thing in Paradise.
Marissa.
Food land. They always got to have wacky food dates in Paradise.
But remember, that was like, I thought that was such a refreshing date because Riley and Marissa were both like, this stuff's amazing. And they were just like, chomp, 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 and like happy as a clam. And that's what I really liked about this date is it wasn't like, the food is gross. It was like, we're feeding each other bugs and it's sexy. And I thought that was kind of funny. Oh, before that date, though, I just want to say again, he had to bring up Rachel again. And it's like, well, after this point, you have nothing to say because you didn't make it past this. So are you going to keep her name out of your mouth? If I was her, I would be just like, I mean, listen, it's satisfaction enough that he looks like an ass clown on television. But I mean, I don't know. If I was her, I would just be pissed this whole time.
I mean, it's pretty much his only reference point for anything.
Yeah. What she did was not that bad. And he just keeps bringing her up every episode. It's so annoying. Oh, my God.
He
still like made mistakes. I mean, there was some, I can't remember what news outlet I read, where it was basically like, this is just as catastrophic as Clayton telling three women he loved them or whatever, which, you know, and then having sex with two of them or whatever. And no, I don't think so, because Clayton is just like a shit show all on his own.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's like, that was all very funny to not funny, a little funny.
I am once again floored by Bachelor purity, by the way, like, the fact that this, yeah, obviously it's The Bachelor, like this is the whole episode. This is the only interesting thing, semi-interesting, barely interesting thing that has happened on this entire season. But again, I'm still watching all this like 2007, 2008 reality television. And I just watch another episode where two women play rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to have sex with someone first. Like... Yeah. And the winner chose second, which I thought was a bold move.
Let me see if I can find that.
But yeah, it's just the other thing.
Someone mentioned that he was AI in that article too, which I thought was really funny. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Is the AI
there's
or is
a
he just
lot
boring
of mentions
Catholic?
About Zach being AI. This is like our zeitgeist right now. This is interesting. Whoa, I didn't ever look this up until Bachelor. Just now. I like that he got public. There was a story about this episode in Forbes. I'm sorry, what?
The whole reason he left on his season, or when he was on The Bachelorette, is because she called him out for being a computer program and he felt ashamed, so he just left.
I fed an AI bot 26 seasons of The Bachelor and all I got was Zach Shellcross. That is a fantastic headline, yeah. The Ringer. Good job. Good job. I still can't believe they won't let me read. I got to put it through. I just want to know what Forbes has to say about The Bachelor, because that is just a funny place for it to get published. I will say, I feel like people are, anyone who was hard on Rachel, they're kind of coming around on her now. That's what I've noticed mm-hmm. on her comments. Like, she just posted like a girl gang photo with Gabby, and they're both in like leather. And it's like very, they're just like, they're the besties that we're so glad are still besties. And,
yeah. And she doesn't really have to do anything, honestly. Like, even if she was shit, and she just people has to, are like,
Rachel,
back.
We love yeah. you. Someone
yeah, all
said,
she has to do is just like gesture at the television when the season of The Bachelor is on.
Yeah. Someone said, girl, we are so sorry we misjudged you with Zach. It's like, if you did, I don't know, we weren't watching like the same thing because, you know, someone said, these girls always taking pictures of one another. Yeah, that's called right. Be friends. What are you talking about? This is so strange. Anyway, yeah, okay, I guess, wow, this is weird. The Forbes article is just a recap. I didn't know that Forbes did Bachelor recaps.
Seems odd. Well,
I'm so confused. They should talk about the ROI of this season.
Financial articles aren't paying the bills, so you gotta get those clicks.
What is synergizing around this? What efficiencies can we find? Digital transformation. Anyway, so okay, so and then was there a shower scene like last episode too?
Yeah, I don't even know what the shower count is, but I feel like for lack of content, they're just really leaning into Zach showering.
Why are they trying to make, like, just stop trying to make Zach happen? He hasn't happened. He's not going to happen.
No.
We don't like him. Please stop.
Okay, so I have questions about the no sex during sex week thing. Like, he lays it out. He's just like,
well, I want to share that with the special lady. And let me be clear, there won't be any sexy time. I just want to get to know their brains. And okay, fine,
they're
fine,
sexy
fine.
Brains. They're sexy they're, brains.
Yes. I really want to just, rub their brains. So he has this discussion with Sean Lowe, his bestie, because, again, he can't make actual connections with like, the women of the show, so they're going to give him a fake best friend. And Sean didn't sleep with the women during his fantasy suite either. But for him, it's because he's super religious, right? Like, that's his thing.
And so, he was a virgin, right?
Yeah.
Or at least born again. I don't know.
And maybe that's the Zach thing, but also I know that about Sean. And I don't think, like, nothing in my mind makes me think that Zach is a virgin, because clearly the show would be, like, really poking and prodding at that. And, I mean, if this is his decision, fine. But is it tied to religion? Like, I don't completely get the why. And he says he's like trying to mitigate drama. But again, if this was his plan all along, I would share it if I were him. Not with the producers, not with the hosts of the show. Why not just when you get in the room and the cameras are gone, say, hey, here's the deal. This is what I want to go down. Because if you do that, then it's fine. And you don't have the producers like, trying to get you to fuck up. Not that he needs help, but
I mean, it's like, okay, if they fed a bot, 26 seasons of The Bachelor, he should know this by now, but apparently he doesn't. But I know it because I read Bachelor Nation, and they talk about how like sex doesn't always happen in the fantasy suite, and that's pretty normal for the show. Like it's not unusual because and like a lot of contestants have talked about it. They're like, there's a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot to talk about. You got to like figure out if this actually makes sense. You can talk about things that you aren't comfortable talking about on camera. It is your only chance to do it. So a lot of people do just stay up all night talking, and that's not unusual. So the
Which
weird
is
thing
totally
is
totally fine.
He could have done that and, like you said, not made it a thing, not focused on it. And like by making that declaration, he just like set himself up for failure, because there's only one way it could have gone, you know, unless because there, I feel like even if he had like stuck to his guns, maybe the producers would have still shot it in like a weird way, or, you know, to make us go, oh, is he telling the truth or not? You know, because that's what they do. So it's just like, I don't think there was a good direction for that to go. So he should have just not said anything.
This is exactly the lesson everyone should take in life, which is, if given the opportunity, shut the fuck up. That's all you got to do. Shut the fuck up.
You get in a lot less trouble if you just don't open your mouth. And like, yeah, you can, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard, like, you know, people say, if you, like, I can't remember what motivational whatever I heard, but I wonder how much truth there is to it, where it's like, if you focus on like talking about something, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to write a book or whatever. If you like talk about it too much, then you get the satisfaction of doing it without having actually done it. And then that like lowers your drive to do it. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that before. And I'm like, I wonder if it's kind of like that. It's like, I'm kind of careful about, I share some of the projects that I'm doing and some of the things I'm working on. And I talk about things in kind of vague terms, but I don't get too specific until something's done. And then I talk about it. And it's kind of like I don't want to jinx myself. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver.
Sure.
I might change my mind along the way. And this is like for professional endeavors. But
yeah,
I think it's kind of the same thing, where it's like, yeah, you could still have the same internal motivation. Nobody needs to know that. And
exactly. And you people, could talk about it on the show. Like, yeah, come on.
You could talk about it any other time. You could talk about it after it happened. You know, it's like, I can't think of a time where, like, because we know historically from interviews that this has happened in the fantasy suite. And I can't think of any time where somebody got upset, because at least not like vocally, where someone was like, I don't want to do this, and someone got upset about it. So I think the stakes are actually really low.
If anything, it kind of makes you look like a good guy. If it's like, oh, and then let's say, I don't know, Katie decided to storm out and leave. It's like, why'd she storm out and leave? It's because Zach wouldn't bang her and she was mad about it. Like, wow, that kind of seems like a dick move. Why would someone do that? So
yeah, like, but that would make her look bad and not him. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, like, not only does he have this in his head, and not only does he tell producers and Jesse and everybody else, anyone that'll hear about it, but he decides that I'm also going to have this conversation with each woman on camera. And this, as you can imagine, goes over real well. When he's talking to Ariel or whatever, he, like, you can see the look on her face, like, what? Not that she's even super, I mean, obviously, I think she wants to bang him, but it's more of like a, why are you telling me this right now?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. It, like, I think, cool. I think each one of them would probably, like, it's the whole, you know, there's certain things that people probably want to know in a relationship, and other things that are better off left unsaid. This is one of those things where it's like, you know, everybody kind of knows the reality of this show. Everybody knows that this stuff can change on a dime, and that everybody's situation's a little bit different. And to, you know, like, well, I mean, you know, Tino was like a piece of shit every which way. But, you know, it's like, that was one of the things that he got like jealous and weird about. And it's like, then don't go on the show. Because if you're on the show, you have to agree that, you know, what results might vary, what experience you have may be very different from somebody else's. And, you know, like, don't think about it too much. You'll get in your head. You could like screw yourself over. That's what happened with Greg, I think. You know, like, that's, I think that's the thing that's the weirdest about it, is it's like, yeah, there's, he just didn't have to point it out, because then anything that strays from that, that's a variation from that, is going to stand out. And mm-hmm. it's not going to make the woman who did that feel good. And I really hate that Gabby feels like super uncomfortable, because that wasn't her fault. That's not her responsibility. That was not her decision. She did not make a declaration. And now she's getting roped into this. And I think the thing that sucks is I already know that Gabby's going to get more shit than Zach will, because she's a woman. And I'm not looking forward to that. Anyway.
So the Gabby date is next. Against all odds, Ariel's not the one. And I would have put, if we were at Vegas right now, I would have put it all on Ariel being the one that
sleeps with, my only connection. Thought about it not being her, because I was like, it's either going to be all of them or it won't be her, because I thought she was going home. And I'm like, if he had done that and then dumped her, that would have mm-hmm. looked a million times worse.
This is true.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, she was my number one because of the physical chemistry, although I did think she was going home. Katie, strong number two choice, because obviously she is his number one. I mean, that's abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Or at least it was leading into this episode. And
now
you have Gabby, which he clearly really, really likes her, but she's been having a rough go. Okay. Like,
I really feel for Gabby just all the time.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in general, she's been on the struggle bus here. Like, she's she's cried a lot, justifiably so in many scenarios, and other times I feel like she's just overwhelmed. She's like, fuck it, I gotta cry, as seen on this episode where literally she just cries. And then the other part is, out of all the girls that are on the show, especially this far along, like, she is probably the most down to earth. All the way down to the sense that, like, I can think of at least four different episodes where she's like, I smell like garbage. I'm sweaty. I'm covered in dirt, including
this
episode.
That's why I like her.
Where she calls herself crusty.
Like her.
Yeah, it's fine. But also, like, if you think about who is the girl that is going to, like, break Zach's anti-sex pact, rip off his purity ring, who's it going to be? And I would not have put the money on the crying girl who says she's crusty, who I like. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these are necessarily bad things. It just doesn't put her in that realm in my mind. But here I am. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's room for crusty gals. I think, you know, it's like the tears when you were talking about that just kind of reminded me of, like, Take One, Tajwan in Paradise. Not Take Two. Yeah. She did a lot better in Take Two. But definitely, like, the first time she was there and she was just like, I'm sweaty and I'm out of my element and I'm talking
Gabby's
to crabs.
Giving, like,
that's
like
what it
not
felt like.
Like tier one Tajwan, like, breakdowns, but
no.
She's a strong, like, tier two, tier three, but in that same mold where you just feel bad for her because she's stressed and she's crying and she's sweaty. And that's a terrible combination.
Yeah, and I get it. It's like they're in Thailand. That is going to be sweaty. And so I get that whole thing. And, you know, he did a good job reassuring her. And also, you know, she talked a little bit about, like, insecurities about body image and whatever earlier. And she's, like, so gorgeous. So anyway, but I get it, you know. And her behavior is very, like, normal, which that's why I like her, because I'm just like, you just seem like someone I would, like, hang out with. So I enjoy watching you on my television. But yeah, he's just like, everything's okay. Like, that is overwhelming. It's like they flew to all these different places, and, like, usually they kind of stay on the same continent. I feel like it's like they go to Europe and they're just going to go to different European countries. And the finale is either going to be in Europe or really close. And for some reason, they're like, we're going to go all over Europe. Then we're going to go back to the States. And then we're going to go to Thailand. It was just like, that's a lot of flying. Like, that's a lot of, and that's, like, a big time difference. So they could be, like, jet lagged and... Yeah, and it's just like, there's all this build up to a day like that. Like, I feel like if you're not crying in a situation like that, you're not taking in the gravity of everything that's happening to you. I feel like that's the most realistic, you know, depiction and treatment of what is actually happening to your life in that moment. So Zach's like, I can see a future with this girl, you know, with spaceships. With spaceships.
He loves saying that. He loves seeing the future.
I found that GIF, that Scott Pilgrim GIF, like with spaceships. So she's sweating. Okay, she's worried. She's emotional. Can't get a grip. He's reassuring. Gabby says falling in love. I really don't have many notes for this episode. I'm really trying to pad it for time, everyone. So she says falling in love. So that was a big deal. And then post dinner, things get a little steamy, which wouldn't be a big deal and isn't a big deal, but he made it a big deal. So that's the problem.
He makes it a very big deal.
And then he gets up and then he talks about how his nickname was Mowgli. And I'm like, that's really weird that that was your nickname for a lot of reasons that I don't have time to get into. But okay. Your family is odd. And then at first I thought, oh, maybe they just cuddled. And then he's like, I feel really guilty and it's really bad. And I don't know.
Cuddle.
There's no coming back from this. And but then he did crisis control, kind of, by saying that he was falling in love with her. So it's like, so that makes it okay.
Good Hail Mary.
Did he say that about Gabby or did he say it about Katie? My notes are extremely sparse from this point on.
He said it to Gabby. That was his crisis.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Gabby.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like, okay, but this is why it's fine. So don't worry. And also I'm going to like tell the other women and I'm sure that will go over very well. And
yeah, that rocks. Especially because he says women. So he's like, hey, Ariel, just so you know, I was going to eliminate you anyways, but I slept with someone else. Like, why? What are you doing, man?
It's just and I feel like the men on this show are just particularly bad at this. They just like walk into it every time. And it's not surprising anymore.
A disaster of his own design. It's amazing.
Yeah. There was just no need for any of this. I think it's funny because every situation he's gotten into has been something he has chosen. Like when he abruptly cut so many of the women, you know, it was just like, not going to waste any more time. And the thing that was weird and jarring about that is he'd be like, I'm feeling really good about you. And then he'd be like, I'm actually not feeling good anymore. Please leave. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Feelings are different.
That's weird.
I love
justice for Jess forever.
He just can't think more than two steps ahead, right? Like, what's going to happen here? What do I think is going to happen? There's a naivety to it that's amusing to me. It's like he's constantly just taking giant rocks of lithium and dumping them in water, and then they explode, and he's like, wow, I did not see that coming for the fifth time in a row.
Okay, maybe the Mowgli reference isn't so bad, you know, because it's like he's in an unfamiliar territory, you know?
Yeah,
he
knows the singing and dancing bear.
There's definitely like colonizer vibes, like, you know. Anyway, yeah, the whole thing is just so strange. So I don't have a lot of notes from this Katie date. Literally all I have is just her being so upset and rightfully so, and all the sorries that went into this.
Yeah, and she says sorry, and then she's like, oh, sorry, the most Canadian way possible.
why are you saying sorry to me? I can't believe you would say sorry. And she just, like, kept saying it, and it just made me
so
happy.
Canadian.
It made me happy,
It bowled me over. I was really pleased with that. But yeah, this is great, if only because, like, Zach's like, let me be clear. I'm going to tell Katie that I fornicated and I made a no fornication pact. It's like, I'm going to tell you a bunch of stuff you don't want to hear that I shouldn't have to tell you, but now I'm going to tell you because this is the ridiculous scenario I've concocted. Please don't be mad at me. And then while he's thinking about all this, like, literally the weather is getting more and more ominous around them. It's amazing. So just great showing all around. And as you said, Katie was rightfully pissed. What's going to happen next week? Probably nothing good for Zach, but God, I wish it was a little bit more entertaining. Like the swerve of who caused the strife, that one caught me off guard. But otherwise, it's like watching him bumble around and fuck up and just have this comically naive and myopic viewpoint of what the show is and what he should be doing is, it would almost be laughably entertaining if he wasn't so boring. And that's pretty much it.
All right, let me read you some takeaways from Vulture's latest recap, because I think it's important. Ooh. Oh, and first I want to say, you know, Katie, like when Katie said, like, I would have preferred to not have you say that to me. Like, I would have preferred to just like not had, you know, like, please just don't tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, like that's, you want to hear about what Katie, I did last night?
Katie understands the show. Katie understands the show. I think all these.
Yeah, you don't talk about it. And yeah, it's not dishonesty. It's an unwritten bachelor rule. You just don't fucking talk about it.
Yeah, you just don't talk about it. And there's no point in talking about it. It's just like it makes it weird. So like, just don't talk about it.
Yeah,
and that's what. And Katie was like, yeah, I understand what you're trying to do. And the thing is, I think Zach's trying so hard to be like, I'm not like Rachel. And I am a good person and I have integrity and I'm always going to tell the truth. And like you said before, like radical honesty, it's like shooting him in the foot right now.
Yeah. And you, it's just not like he's lying. If Katie asked him point blank, like, did you bang any of their chicks? He can say yes. But if his whole thing is like, it's not going to be sex week for me. And he's like, oops, it was a sex week. I would just be like, well, gave it the old college try. Like, what are you going to do at that point? Really?
Yeah. It's
and
just
for him,
so,
it's just like, no, I'm going to continue just imploding. It's wonderful.
Ugh, it's just so annoying.
But anyways, give me your little vulture bits here. What do we got?
Okay. I just want to read the sentence because it's really good. Wait, who wrote this so I can give them a credit? Charlotte Walsh. Okay. So this is just a really good sentence. Okay. I'm not going to bother you with another rant about how Zach is inherently unknowable or compare fantasy suites to some type of beloved fast casual meal, though Chili's emailed me this week and said it liked my triple dipper reference. So perhaps this time I'll compare Zach and Katie's relationship to an Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion. No, it's time to break down how supremely Zach fucked up this episode. Like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, and they talk about, yeah, fantasy suites always cause drama. That's the point. But you can mitigate the drama by just following the rules. And just, like, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. And that was the other point, that as soon as this stuff came together, and it was, like, the whole reason they picked Sean was because he didn't have sex in the fantasy suites.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not besmirched the way that Colton is.
I was going to say, you calling know, all non-sex havers not named Colton.
Yeah, we can't bring him into it. He has already ruined that with the whole, you know, stalker thing. But anyway, so someone said, like, that's now we Charlotte was like, now we finally know why this man has been showing up on our screens every week. I thought you were just here for nostalgia, but you're actually just a primer. And I totally agree with that. And Charlotte also asked a question, if Zach is super Christian. Because, yeah, it's like, it didn't make sense, like you said. And Charlotte's best guess is that Zach is doing it to avoid ruining his tropical paradise vacation with lady tears.
That's it.
If you're trying to game the system, the Bachelor producers will all game you. Yes, exactly.
And this is the wonderful, maybe this is like a slow burn. Like this is the European cinema version of a Bachelor season. Maybe we've been wrong. It's not boring. It's just the payoff is Zach has spent every single week trying to be the nice guy, the good guy, trying to do the right thing. And the result of that is the most wrong thing.
So I also
it's all like a big joke at the end.
I also have a weird feeling that he didn't discuss with Gabby that he would be talking about it with all the women.
Yeah, that probably not.
I would be curious to hear from her what they discussed in the fantasy suite, because yeah, I just have this odd feeling that he didn't say, like, you know, oh, like, would you be okay if I told all the women that, you know, I did that with you, but not with them. And I broke the rules for you. I think that would go over really well. What do you think? You know, like, she's not going to like it.
Wow. And literally no one really would tell him awkward. To do that.
I just felt really bad for her. Like, she was already feeling insecure. And then you're going to just, like, add this other thing on top of it. It's just awful. Let's see. Oh, that's interesting. Thailand was also the site of Sean Lowe's fantasy suites. Bizarre.
Oh my God. Just yeah. Another, the circle has been completed.
Okay. This is really funny. Okay. This is another good paragraph. After our 7,000th recap of Zach's connections. Yeah. That's how I feel. It's like, why are we talking about this every week? Like, it's so boring. He breaks the no sex news to Jesse, who is, to use Zach's word, flabbergasted. Jesse certainly didn't do this during his fantasy suites. Let's be clear. Jesse fucks. Zach thinks about this while taking yet another thorough shower. Shower count 5. My brain is atrophying. Oh, my good. God.
I like Charlotte. She has some of the same fixations and, insights that we do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is our brain for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that Zach and Ariel ate at a restaurant called the White Lotus. That's kind of funny. All right. God, this is a long recap. I just wanted to get to the Katie stuff, too. Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. So first up on Zach's apology tour is Gabby. She and her claw clip thought they were getting the day off to revel in post-coital bliss. Nope. Your sex life is actually getting exposed on national television. See, Gabby's confused because she sure didn't admit anything more than a cuddle session at her confessional. While she may not have been the number one pick in the sex draft, she's obviously number one in a prisoner's dilemma situation. So why is Gabby so confused? Did Zach tell her they'd keep it quiet and then change his mind when the hotel cleaning staff found a condom in the trash? did she just look the other way because she'd assumed they'd get engaged? She immediately knows the repercussions of this. She's now the girl who broke Zach's sex ban. This is tough, especially given their entire storyline to this point has been fairy tale love story. Right. She gets the princess shopping date, all that stuff, right? To make her feel better, Zach tells Gabby he's falling in love with her. Does Zach not understand? He's now tainted this special moment. Yes. Yeah, it's so weird. He had a late start, but clearly once Zach starts making tactical errors, he falls faster and faster into the inherent pitfalls of being the lead. And yeah, you still have the date with Katie to go. Okay, I missed the kayaking for somehow, and I don't know how I missed it. But I like that Charlotte said she and Zach explore some mangrove forests in a kayak with a clear bottom because Zach's all about transparency. This is bad shit. Yeah, I love this. It's like an episode of Game of Thrones. Yeah, Zach breaks the news. He tried not to have sex, but he did. Sorry. imagine your sandals are soaking wet and you're learning your man has a weak constitution. Yeah. She imitates Zach's sorry in such a thick Canadian accent that I was violently snapped out of the moment. Why is this horrible situation the first time we're learning that Katie's from Ontario? That's how I felt. I was like, why did I not know Katie was Canadian until this moment? I was so shocked by it. But yeah, so she ends up going to the fantasy suite anyway, but I'm sure it was kind of a bummer. Katie just shows up to the night portion of the date, reiterates she still likes him despite his sluttiness. Zach admits he's Catholic. This all makes sense now. And then we're suddenly at the rose ceremony. Yeah, it's so weird. And then the whole time I just feel like bad for Gabby. And I don't know if you saw the picture. Like, there was a picture that Gabby and Katie took in their dresses, like holding the last two roses that they put on promotional photographs. And it was like our final two. Join us next week to find out what happens. And I'm like, how much did it take for them to like pull it together enough to take this cheesy smiley picture of them holding these roses up? when they're both totally hating what is happening in their lives right now. I just, I was waiting for him to fuck up, and it's still not that interesting because it shouldn't be. Because there's nothing scandalous about what happened except for the fact that he created it. But I really, it's just interesting to watch someone screw up so badly and have it all be preventable. It's just goofy. I don't know. I can't get over it.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest takeaway. Do you think it's going to be Katie, or do you think it's going to be Gabby at the end of this? Or is Jesse going to come to us and be like, "You don't even know what's going to happen tonight. It's the most dramatic finale ever. It's going to be twists and turns."
What do you think? I'm notoriously bad at my predictions, but let me make one. Would I truly be me if I wasn't making bold, confident predictions that turn out to be just not true? And the answer is no, I would not be me. And I've learned that radical honesty is important. Zach has taught me this. So I'm going to say it's still Katie.
Wow.
I think Zach's brain is, he's had her at number one. He's sticking with her at number one. He will find a way to reel her back in just enough to say yes and to stay with him. And he will probably tell himself that, Gabby, the Jezebel, the harlot, really, manipulated his penis like a snake charmer. And that was the whole reason why that happened. And Katie would never do that because she's crying. So she's not interested in sleeping with him. So,
okay,
yeah, Katie all the way.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to...
You like snake charmer for that, by the way?
Yeah, that was interesting. I'm going to propose an alternate theory, and I'm going to say...
Okay, probably a better one.
Well, I'm going to say in the ultimate portrayal of crisis control, he's in his crisis communication era.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to course correct so hard that he will just double, triple, quadruple down on Gabby without even thinking about what he actually wants. And they are not going to last very long. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be one of those like Becca Kufrin situations where he, a few months later, goes to Katie and says, "Can we give it another shot?" But Katie is too self-respecting for that. So she's going to say, "Absolutely not, you bum." And mm-hmm. she's not going to let him back in. And the dogs downstairs agree with me.
Totally. And then the third possible scenario is, since Ariel's been like sequestered to a hotel room for however many days and is the only person who has no idea any of this is going on, he just doesn't tell her and picks her and hopes she doesn't find out.
Well, but she's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, you can come back to her.
He let
her
go. He said goodbye to her. And she got in the car and she left. And she was pretty stoic.
Mm-hmm.
But her send-off got overshadowed by everything else that happened.
Yeah. But is she sex aware? Does she know about the sex that happened? I don't know if she does.
Because he did say,
"Babe, I made a mistake."
He was going to apologize to the women.
Yeah, the women, plural. But I think he only told one. I don't know.
Yeah. So this is interesting. Okay,
eating ice cream.
Yeah, here's one last vulture thing to close us out. Okay, where do they go from here? Is Zach back? So this was like after Katie, and she's like, "I don't know what I can do," and she's got upset. Talk to the producer, whatever. Is Zach back to a sex ban, or is it just a sexual free-for-all here? And where's Ariel in all of this? Is she just back at the hotel munching on some crickets, thinking everyone's good and pure? Basically, none of this is answered. Like, I kept thinking I missed things outside of the kayak. I don't actually think mm-hmm. I missed anything, because it was, again, really confusing. Because he said he was going to apologize to the women, but then we don't see him talk to Ariel at all. So really, he just talks to the two women he's keeping around. And so what's going to happen after the final rose? Like, he's really not thinking this through. Ariel's going to be like, "You told me something totally different, and then you just dumped me. And then I just left thinking this one thing about you." And maybe she's like upset and pining. And you know what I mean? That might break her feelings for him. Yeah.
Ariel's gonna he's gonna be like, babe, I made a mistake, but not the one you think I made. But yeah, be with me. And she'll be like, okay. And then they'll be at after the final rose and it'll be like, babe, I'm gonna need you to plug your ears and close your eyes. Just don't watch anything.
So anyway, no, I think it's gonna be Gabby, but I don't think it's gonna last long. And I think he's going to try to get back together with Katie and it's not going to work. And maybe he'll go all the way to Ariel. I don't know. That could be really embarrassing. But I think at after the final rose, he'll be with Gabby. But I'm predicting the future now. Like, this is stuff that I don't think has happened yet. I think they're together right now. And I think she's going to change her mind soon after the final rose. I don't know. That's my controversial yet brave take.
We soon will see.
Yes, as the rose turns. yeah, what a like absolute like dud of a person and of a season. And I may it never happen again. I hope that the ratings were really bad.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine.
He only deserves bad ratings and bad thoughts. Anyway, tune in next week when we have something hopefully interesting to talk about. Is it a two-night finale next week or is it just one night? Because I can't imagine they're going to fit very much into more than one night. Is it 3 hours?
You know what?
Do you know?
It shouldn't be more than one night. And that makes me think it's going to be a two-nighter, but we'll see.
They're like, this year, for the first time ever, we've got a whole episode of bloopers.
Yeah, that'd be great. Then it's automatically the best season ever in my mind.
Why do you like bloopers so much?
I love the bloopers. I love the snubs and the flubs and the bloops. They're all great.
I'm gonna say
the Benny Hill theme song. I want to see people falling down. I want to see people chased by crabs. Give it to me.
Did you just snort? Yes.
Yeah, Rose plays special blooper reel.
So, you know, like on Bravo where they do like the secrets revealed episodes or whatever, and it's just like the same. It's like the same episode, but then they do like Pop-O-Matic video, and then they also do like special scenes you've never seen before, but they're like really inconsequential. It's like, oh, did you know that this person got a blister? Oh my god. Well, that's what you missed. That's the secret we're revealing, is the whole time they were filming they had this really bad blister. And I can't get enough of secrets revealed episodes. Like, they're just so good. So, and they used to do them like once a season. They would just kind of throw, it would be kind of like a clip show. And now they do it, I don't remember if that's still what it's called, but now they do it where it's like the episode comes out and then a week later another episode comes out and it's like all the pop-up stuff and the, do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I just saying, okay, that's what they should do.
I don't think you're a crazy person.
Okay,
yes,
that's what they should do. That I would watch. I would watch The Bachelor, Secrets Revealed, you know. And then it's like, you know, yeah, they learned how to twerk. But then there's like a pop-up thing that's like, twerking was invented in 1882.
So you want VH1 pop-up video for The Bachelor.
Yes, pop-o-matic video. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I want. That's what they do on Bravo. Like, why can't I have it on The Bachelor? Anyway, okay, everybody. Well, we'll talk to you next week with however many episodes and hours they torture us with as they continue to convince us, try to convince us, but fail repeatedly that Zach was a good idea. And if Patrick Warburton is not in the episode next week, I'm going to scream. So just be prepared for
that.
Just
so you know.
Although he really didn't give us much last time either. It's like, that's the best thing Zach has going for him, is that he's got somebody who voiced one of the most famous himbos in the history of the world and was an IRL himbo in Seinfeld, and he just said like, hi, how's it going, I'm an uncle. Boring. Why are you just a person? Anyway, we'll talk to you guys next week. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Get ready for Easter, I guess.
Yeah, bunny time. He is risen. Don't do needle drugs.
Get your peeps. Get your peeps.
Oh my God. Where's that Palm Sunday at? Give me that fronds. Man. Oh my God.